This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Political parties have intensified their campaigns for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, with top leaders holding multiple rallies and roadshows. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Latur, Madha and Osmanabad in Maharashtra today. He emphasized the need for stability and strong leadership to ensure the country's progress and security. He highlighted the government's firm stance against cross-border terrorism and its commitment to national security, referring to the successful surgical strikes. He said, during the past 10 years, the NDA government lifted 25 crore people out of poverty. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Bardhaman Purbo Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal. He said that strict action will be taken against those involved in Sandesh Khali incident. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Malda Uttar Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal. She said the Citizenship Amendment Act, National Register of Citizens and Uniform Civil Code will not be implemented in West Bengal. She said her government has worked for the welfare of all people, including minorities and tribals. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge held a public meeting at Champanagar in Chhattisgarh. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a rally at Bhind in Madhya Pradesh. He assured a financial assistance scheme for women and youth if his party is voted to power. Defence Minister and BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed public meetings in Barwani and Khandwa of Madhya Pradesh. He assured that next time the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously and the BJP will make whatever amendments are required for this. Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal filed his nomination from the Mumbai North Lok Sabha constituency today. In Odisha, Biju Janata Dal President and Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik today filed his nomination papers for the State Assembly elections from Hinjali seat in Ganjam district. Hinjali comes under the Aska Lok Sabha seat and will go to polls on the 20th of May. In Karnataka, the sitting JDS MP from Hasan, Prajwal Revanna, was suspended from the party today after explicit videos allegedly showing him assaulting multiple women went viral. Prajwal is also contesting from Hasan in this election. He is the grandson of JDS Supremo and former Prime Minister Devagowda and son of Hole Narsipur MLA H.D. Revanna. Based on the statement via victim, a police complaint has been lodged against Prajwal Revanna and the state government has ordered an SIT probe into the allegations. Before the police complaint was lodged, Prajwal is said to have left for Germany on Saturday morning. In another development, the National Commission for Women has demanded swift action from the Karnataka DGP in the alleged sexual abuse case. The Supreme Court has recalled its earlier order that allowed a 14-year-old rape survivor to terminate her almost 30-week pregnancy. It comes after her parents expressed concern over her health if she were to undergo the process at such an advanced stage of pregnancy. A bench of Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and J.B. Pardiwala decided to alter its decision, noting that the interest of the child is paramount after interacting with her. India and Croatia held the 11th session of Foreign Office consultations in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry said, during the consultations, the two sides carried out a comprehensive review of the existing bilateral relations, including strengthening of cooperation in areas of trade and economy, defence and maritime, science and technology, innovation, tourism and culture. The two sides also exchanged views on international cooperation, including cooperation in the UN and other multilateral fora. The forest fire situation in Uttarakhand's Kumaon and Garhwal divisions has significantly improved with effective containment efforts in place. All divisions are now on high alert, with the Forest Department deploying manpower around the clock to monitor and prevent fire incidents. Appropriate measures are being taken against individuals responsible for igniting fires within the forest areas. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets in Kolkata last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.